This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Quality Floatworks out of Schaumburg, Illinois is a small family-owned business. It's been going for four generations now that makes hollow metal balls, some smallish, some pretty big, that help control the flow of liquids through various industrial systems, oil and gas and that kind of thing. Exactly the kinds of industries that Iraq has been trying to rebuild since the war with some help from overseas. Jason Speer is the company's president. Mr. Speer, it's good to have you on.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you have been going to Iraq for a number of years now, a couple of 3 years. First of all, why? What's the business opportunity there for you?
I was asked to be one of the first U.S. delegations that went to Iraq in 2011. And since there, I've been back about four times. You know, my first impression was they basically needed everything, and there was lots and lots of opportunities. That was my reason for going.
Who asked? Who came and knocked on your door?
It was the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was putting together a business delegation, and since then I've taken them myself, gone up from Erbil several times, taken a car down to Mosul, Tikrit, Kirkuk, all the towns you know.
Take me through the calculations when they came to you and said, listen, we want you to go to Iraq and we're putting together a delegation. You sat down with your chief financial officer, I imagine, and a bunch of other people. How'd you guys make this decision?
You know, we kind of looked at what the potential returns are and what the extra insurance costs would be.
I hadn't thought of that, actually. Sure.
There's also, you know, we looked at an extra little insurance policy on myself for going there. And you know, kind of looked at, did it make sense and what are the opportunities, and did some research and saw that there was. And after I felt more comfortable and I saw that there was a tremendous opportunity, I went on my back up by myself. So it was, yeah, basically like a salesman going around the country from city to city. So it was a unique experience.
It sounds unbelievably gutsy right now, I got to tell you.
You know what? I don't think I would do it right now. Even then, it was very, very dangerous, but I took precautions. And, you know, it was a very, very valuable learning experience for me.
Who are you dealing with? Are you dealing with small Iraqi businessmen? Are you dealing with big companies, the government? I mean, who are your customers?
The easiest way that we found was to deal with a local Iraqi businessman. But, you know, there's tons and tons of red tape to get anything in and out of the country. It's very difficult to do business in that country, even a year ago.
Yeah. Tell me about that a little bit. I mean, you're shipping, you know, basically ball floats, right? You're shipping those over there. And how do you get them in the country? Do you have to grease palms? Do you have to nudge, nudge, wink, wink? What do you do?
You know, we work with a local person that basically handles all the logistics into the country. You know, there's lots of carriers, whether it be DHL, FedEx, they ship into the country, and the local person has to clear it through customs. But there have been times that things have sat just waiting to be cleared for days and weeks, just trying to get through the paperwork. And it's just out of our control or something we can do it. The local party has to take control and handle it.
This is none of my business, but what did your wife say when you said, listen, I'm going to go to Baghdad and sell some stuff?
You know what? My wife and my children were not too happy about it, especially when I was going back by myself. But, you know, it was a great experience to see the local culture and to see the country. Driving around by myself was an experience that I'll never forget.
Jason Speer is the president of a company called Quality Floatworks. We got him in Schaumburg, Illinois, talking about his experiences over in Iraq. Mr. Speer, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.